It is time for Kate's Corner. And I know we're running a little bit behind, but you know, the music was good. Couldn't stop listening to the music. I have a very special guest here with me today. I have Miss Pam Jarding here with me in the studio. She's the Events and Communications Coordinator for Main Street Downtown Chillicothe. And there's just so much going on. It's such a wonderful program. And I mean, downtown is just beautiful. And you know, let's start by talking about just a little bit of the history about Main Street and how your organization, what they do and the history of it.
Main Street Main Street Chillicothe has been in existence since 2000. We are governed by Livingston County Community Development Corporation. We're the nonprofit side, but then the for-profit side is Chillicothe Development Corporation, who formed the LCCDC organization.
Excellent.
And our Main Street is only one of seven accredited main streets in the state of Missouri. There are over 140 main streets in Missouri, and we're proud to carry that banner.
Absolutely.
It took a lot of work.
I bet it did.
And we're going to continue carrying that banner. And people will notice when they're downtown the beautiful flower pots.
Yes.
These are the things that Main Street is all responsible for. Beautiful flower pots, the mural program, the facade renovations, because our merchants are very proud of their outside look and their appearance, and they've taken advantage of our facade renovation grants. So our downtown is remarkable. We also have Silver Moon Plaza. That's the beautiful pocket park you'll see to the north of the courthouse.
It was beautiful. When I moved here in December, the first thing I saw was a Christmas tree out there with the ornaments on it. And it was so beautiful. I mean, I instantly felt like I was home. It was like, mm-hmm. this is small town, USA. I've been welcome home. And it made a big difference.
Silver Moon Plaza during the holiday season is beautiful because we have the lighting of the memory tree, mm-hmm. where people can buy bulbs and put names inside those, and we hang them on the tree until later part of January.
Now I'm going to add. I'm not sure if this is your part of your organization, but the lights that go up around Christmas. Do you guys?
That's Main Street.
I was so disappointed when they took them down when they turned them off for the season, because you know. I live kind of by Hy-Vee, and I get up early. I come into work at 4 in the morning, and they were just so beautiful driving into work, coming down Washington Street, mm-hmm. and just seeing those lights on the trees and on the buildings. And then I heard Tom talk about it one day. Oh, today's the last day. They're going to get turned off. I'm like, no, they can't. I'm going to write a very strongly worded letter.
People will say, let's leave them up all year long, but it kind of loses its effect after if we were to leave them up, because we will have the lighting of the trees and before the holiday parade, mm-hmm. and they will stay up until the end of January. So, yes, our community is beautiful. We are fortunate enough to be located on a major highway,
yes.
and that's 65. So there is a lot of traffic going south, north, north, and south. Mm-hmm. And people will invariably say, you have got one of the most beautiful downtowns. Mm-hmm. And that's because I attribute to Main Street, to its partners. Main Street, a lot of times people say, think we're part of the city. We're a standalone organization with our own board of directors, mm-hmm. But the city partners with us because they will help us in doing the park and things like that. There's just other partnerships going on too, but it's just like Main Street is a standalone, Chamber of Commerce is a standalone organization, and tourism.
Yeah, but you all work together.
We all work together. Goal. Oh heavens, we're in the same building, and we love working together.
Yeah, because you also work with the area Arts Council.
Yes.
And the Visitors
Bureau.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. So I mean, yeah, it's
great partnership.
Great teams.
We can do great things together. It's just like the Boo Fest. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a fun event.
Haven't been to that yet.
Oh, you'll have to.
Oh, looking forward to that.
You know, when
that.
You have about anywhere from 15 to 1,800 people walking downtown, and then the merchants give out candy and stuff. It is just wonderful.
That sounds fantastic.
Some of the other events that we do, we have two wine walks a year. And we have one that's coming up in May, and that's on Friday, May the 13th. We do our wine walks much different than a lot of the other main streets do. Mm-hmm. Our belief is we want people inside those businesses.
That's the goal.
Yes. And some people will come from other areas, and they say, well, we didn't even realize this was here. Mm-hmm. And so that's our intent. Main Street provides the wine that each participating merchant, I think right now we're at 19 merchants.
Wow. Wow. Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. That can be trouble some days.
Michelle, we're going to a wine walk.
But then we have the concert that's in Silver Moon Plaza. So
beautiful.
Yes, we've got those two. We've got a standalone concert coming up in June, and that's going to be members only. They are a big crowd drawer, so we decided just to have them do a concert all by themselves.
You know, how does one become a member, and how can one volunteer to help?
They can call the Main Street office, and that's 660-646-4071.
Okay.
And we will send them out some information. We're currently doing a sponsorship campaign, and have different levels of sponsorships on that.
Okay.
But no, if they want to, and we certainly encourage people to help volunteer, because we are a volunteer organization.
Right. I mean, that's
every from a committee member to a board member. That's all volunteer.
Yep.
And so we need as many as we can get.
Excellent. They can they can do that by calling the office
as
well.
Yes, uh-huh.
So you definitely want to do that. You can check out the webpage at downtownchili.com.
Correct.
And there's a place to click on there where you can click on it where it says Main Street, and it'll take you to the website. And there's a ton of information to check out there. There's links to events, how you can volunteer. You can find that information on the board. You know, Pam's picture's up there. She's just smiling up there. And I haven't had a chance to meet Ben yet, but I have to get over and say hi.
And now Ben is gone. On to the state.
Oh, he has.
Oh, he is helping to grow the organization as far as Main Streets and different communities.
Wow.
So Ben is gone. Okay. Then I stepped in the executive director position.
Oh, okay.
And then at the end of May, the 1st of June, then Tommy Walker will take over as executive director, and I will go back to my events and communications.
Hopefully take a few things off your plate.
Yes, and it's helped already. Yes.
Good. So, good.
But we are excited about what Main Street does, what they're going to be doing. Mm-hmm. Main Street is also in charge of the Sliced Bread Day Parade. Mm-hmm. And they're planning a cornhole tournament that day.
Oh, wow. Fun.
And we will have vendors uptown.
That is great. And, you know, we'll make sure that we get together with you guys and we get a list of all the events. We can get them on our websites, you know, advertise them on you know, public service announcements, get those on the air.
That'd be great.
We have to get the word out.
We loved KCHI.
And we love everything you're doing. And, you know, it means so much to keep this community, you know, really just kept up and involved. And, you know, it has been just a blessing being here the last 4 months, because it's just, I love walking down the street. I love walking, you know, walking in our little arts section. And I mean, I took a walk yesterday. I walked from my house to the station yesterday with my puppy for the first time. I took her out for a walk, and it was just such a beautiful walk. The weather was decent, and it was downtown's just an amazing place.
It is.
And you guys have done a lot.
Can't say enough about Main Street.
Now, one of the flower pots going out.
Okay. Right now, the 12 permanent planters that you see around town have already been planted. Beth Widener is our wonderful designer. She's with the Weeds Greenhouse. And she has taken care of us for many years. Now the square pots that people have ordered will go out the Monday after Mother's Day.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we'll be in a sea of blooms.
That's going to be beautiful.
I know what it is.
And you know, I mean, everybody probably knows this, but you know, I'm kind of new here. So, from my knowledge, what are the boundaries that define downtown Chillicothe?
Okay. Main Street Chillicothe was just 16 blocks. Mm-hmm. We just recently voted in to extend it to 32 blocks.
Wow.
So, it will go all the way to the north where CMU is and the Children's Library, and then a block over, two blocks over on each side.
Nice.
Then coming back south, then it will cross over to the below the viaduct.
Mm-hmm.
That will take in Blackwater Restaurant. It will take in Sliced Bread Innovation Center.
Nice.
Yes.
That's
it. It is nice really idea. Big now.
Wow. Okay.
Now, we can't do everything that we want to
right.
All in 1 year. Because, like, for the flower pot program, that will just take some years to incorporate.
That's a lot.
That's
a lot to take on. There really is a lot to take
on. One thing that I'm most proud of is that at one time, Main Street saw a 24% vacancy rate. We are under 3.
That's amazing.
The ones that come open, there's people to fill them up.
And one thing I was reading about is the Dream Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, that was I wasn't really involved with it then, but that was between the state of Missouri and Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
They provided consultants. They provided some funding. And they had to choose who they were going to participate with.
Okay.
And that was another thing that Main Street got to do.
So that was part of the revitalization.
Yes, that was really what kind of started everything.
Okay.
Yes.
I think it's beautiful. Pam, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a pleasure. And I'm looking forward to being involved in all the events and getting the word out there. Obviously, anything that you need, reach out to me. We'll partner on it and we'll get it on the air.
Thank you so very much.
You are welcome, my dear. Have a wonderful day.